Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now by phone, we've got Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Every Tuesday after a Monday city council meeting, she joins us. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So let's start with the good news. You got a chance to celebrate some student athletes last night, right?
We did. Very exciting. Coach Bert Gatico was there with two of his captains, and they're still going on their victory lap. We hope it never ends. Our mayor and council recognized them with a proclamation for winning the state title for the first time in 21 years when it was won 21 years ago. It was by ladies soccer.
Nice.
So we're proud of them both as athletes and as scholars. Just incredible academic rankings as well. So that was a really cool way to start the meeting.
No, I'll take it. That's good news. We also have a solution to a very easy issue that involved no disagreement whatsoever. The tennis courts becoming pickleball courts.
That's been a lot of fun. you know what's interesting?
Hold on, I need to wipe a little bit of the sarcasm off of the phone connection here. Just a second. Go ahead, Sam.
No, not sarcasm. Just I go back as a movie projector in my mind about this journey. So, but you know, when you live in a community with an exceptional quality of life, your advisory park board is very heavily attended. Mm. It's akin to another community's planning commission because often our advisory park board meetings are standing room only. They are very heavily attended, more than our council meetings. So there's always an exchange of discussion. And the advisory park board had met three different times. As you know, Andrew, the first time the proposal from the pickleballers was to convert courts that have been for over 10 years striped for both pickleball and tennis, but they're in our High Point neighborhood. They wanted to convert those only to pickleball, argument being, hey, tennis has facilities at the community center. These should be our facilities. Well, at the next meeting of the city council, when it came time for them to hear the park board recommendation, as you can imagine, a lot of members of that neighborhood showed up and had a lot to say about once you increase the number of pickleball, the impact that that's going to have to parking in the surrounding area. So the council directed staff to look at a future plan for where we could add it to Shoreline Park. When we looked at adding it to Shoreline Park, there really wasn't an area anywhere in our facilities where it wasn't going to impact an existing amenity, whether that be disc golf, you know, one of our recreation fields or even our trees and natural resources. And so the park board did not like any of the three options. That was scratched. But we had members there who've played at UWF and said, look, you know, at UWF, they've converted tennis to pickleball. There's instructional play with their tennis pros who are now certified pickleball pros. Why can't we do both? So we went back, and what we proposed to the council is taking two of the tennis courts in the back and converting to six pickleball courts. Now you've got the lighting, you've got the parking.
Yeah.
At the advisory park board meeting, it was unanimous. Everybody was happy. So I think everybody has compromised, and importantly, in High Point, there will not be any change with that resurfacing. It'll still be striped for both and hopefully go back to being a quiet neighborhood amenity.
Wow. Anytime you can say we did a parks thing and everybody was happy, I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment. I will take that for the win.
That's right. It's like I'm going to coast for the rest of the week. I'm just going to be like, did you hear?
Good for the year. My work here is done. I'll be out for lunch.
I mean, you know.
I know. I appreciate that. Hey, Sam, hang on for just a second because I had one other thing I definitely want to talk about with you. Let's get Canyon here. Traffic on the fives.
I'm watching an accident. This looks like Davis Highway and Klinger Street and Berg Street in Pensacola. I am showing a roadblock in that area at that intersection. So caution there, caution wherever you are. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager in the city of Gulf Breeze. Where are we at with Wayside Park and the access to the boat ramp underneath the bridge? I mean, it's a beautiful facility. I've been there as a part of the tour that FDOT gave us, but where are we at on these projects?
Yeah, so the council had the same pointed question of me last night, Andrew, and at the meeting before that and the meeting before that. And
fair.
Yes, yes. And so in preparation for the meeting last night, I drove underneath and, yes, saw for myself that Skanska and subcontractors are still there. They're still doing work. They look like they're, winding down. Definitely, good progress happening. But to the bigger picture, there's two separate issues. One is, when is it going to open in order for vehicles to be able to turn around underneath the bridge so you can pull a U-ey? Well, that's a lot easier, to answer, and that's when Skanska's done, it will be open. But when you ask about the boat ramp, Andrew, I actually read in the paper this morning, PNJ covering Pensacola, Gulf Breeze is likewise in the same situation. FEMA still has Wayside Park on Gulf Breeze's side under review. So a lot of your listeners may not realize that Wayside is the name of a park on both the Pensacola side and Gulf Breeze side,
right,
both sides of the Pensacola Bay. And coincidentally, the amount of hurricane damage that Gulf Breeze sustained is also $2 million, which is the same as what I read Pensacola is looking at. So we had just total destruction to our fishing pier, our boardwalk, our 10 gazebos, and the boat ramp. So even Skanska most recently has had to be pretty creative in using that boat ramp. So we have reached out, to our legislators just to say, look, this boat ramp is extremely important for our emergency vessels. When we have somebody who has capsized in the water, our boat ramp is the one that is used for mutual aid. So we've made that a priority. But for the rest of the improvements, they're going to be a pay-as-you-go because FEMA, for whatever reason, has not approved recovery monies on either side of Pensacola Bay.
Now, FEMA knows it's two wayside parks, though, right? Even though it's the same dollar amount?
Well, maps are part of the submission. And both sides, we did our damage assessment immediately after the storm. It is curious that, we received recovery monies for Vista Park and Pier. Escambia received those monies. The city did for Shoreline Park, much more tucked into our peninsula city.
Right.
But Pensacola Bay, being so important for tourism and economic development, it's still under review. Really 3 years after Hurricane Sally.
Weird. Okay. And so now I'm very familiar with the damage at the Pensacola side Wayside Park by the Visitor Center. It's pretty extensive. I'm not as familiar with the damage to Wayside Park on the Gulf Breeze side because when I drive past there, it kind of looks okay from just the drive-by naked eye view. What was the damage there?
Right. So especially as FDOT has been sharing drone footage of the improvement of the bridge, if you look at the gazebos from the top, all you can see is the pretty blue metal top. It is completely structurally damaged beyond repair underneath that blue top.
Oh, wow.
So we actually started just using our in-house personnel, removing and demolishing those gazebos. Using a crane, it's trial and error. Safety comes first. But we're trying to do what we can to just make it safe. The boardwalk on the side with the gazebos, that boardwalk goes to the fishing pier, it has totally washed out.
Oh,
and so
okay.
the structural support is gone. On the boat ramp side, the concrete itself is just upended, so much of what you see with an earthquake and that we're all familiar with after hurricane. So from an aerial view, all is well. When you get close, it's very clear that these are unusable facilities. And so I know it's going to be tantalizing when we have people want to go down and see that beautiful water view, but it is very dangerous. And the city has not been able to make repairs before now because, of course, the park is closed for Skanska with the temporary construction easement. But once they leave, we will be able to get into the area of the boat ramp. Right now, we're on the other side with the gazebos. And we're just going to have to, do a pay-as-you-go approach, hoping that finally we may receive some, federal assistance and open this park back up to what it needs to be.
Well, and that's a good additional observation. Of course, you're very sharp at these things, but that, people are going to want to use the parking and the U-turn, And then to just also be told, okay, you can use that, but you can't go here, you can't go here, you can't go here. It's going to be, there's going to be a an enforcement security challenge for that, because when Skanska pips and FDOT picks up and goes, they're not going to be there with barricades and staff and whatever all the time. So, great.
You're exactly right. And our park has been closed since March 2017 because of the bridge, which was, as we all know, supposed to reopen much earlier than now. So it has really been an impact, because if you think about it, that boat ramp was the most popular boat ramp in South Santa Rosa County. So all of those boats, Andrew, have been going to Shoreline Park South, which
Hence
is in the middle
problems
of our
that,
community.
Right.
Yes, yes. So we want to reopen Wayside Park as soon as possible in order to, you know, provide relief to our local roads. But it is definitely going to be a challenge and continued delay for our working waterfront.
Oh, great. And we might have to pay for it ourselves in the end. Wow, terrible news. But, I mean, you know, this is what you sometimes just have to deal with the realities and solve them. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, thanks as always for the update, for all the work that you guys do to, you know, keep the city everything that it is. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 822 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about selling your home. You're thinking about buying a home. You want to have the best representation, the best real estate agent you can possibly get, right? Or at least someone who's very good at it. And there's all different kinds of factors that might go into your decision about which realtor to hire. Of course, I recommend Christina Leavenworth. I know her personally. I know a lot of people who have worked with her. You know, fantastic. Here's one thing to consider. 100 of those 3,000 sold zero homes in the first quarter. Zero. Because most agents sell zero, one, or two homes in a year. That's just very, very common. 20 have sold more than 20, and 7 have sold more than 30. Christina sold 36, as I said, plus 29 under contract. So when you're thinking about buying or selling, do you want somebody who this is their one sale this year? Or do you want somebody who sells houses all the time and knows that process cold? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
The Home Builders Association of West Florida invites you to the Parade of Homes, May 6th through 14th. Enjoy free tours of dozens of homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And see the latest trends in home design, finishes, and appliances. Visit the American Dream Home at the gated community of Iron Rock in Cantonment, built by Signature Homes, LLC. For home locations and details, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
Book 'em, Dano.
826, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Candy's got our traffic on the fives. Candy?
Oh, yeah, sure. Watching an accident. This is on Davis Highway, and it's Klinger and Berg Street, the easiest way to say it, right in front of HCA West Florida Hospital, like right there in front. And it is slowing things down a little bit. It's showing a possible roadblock, but just maybe avoid that area if you can. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
TV and film writers could be walking off the job soon. The Writers Guild of America has authorized a strike that means the union leadership may call for one if ongoing negotiations with Hollywood studios fall apart. SpaceX targeting this Thursday for its next attempt to launch the most powerful rocket they've ever built. Technical problems this week prevented the test launch of the new Starship rocket. Elon Musk tweeted that it was a frozen pressure valve that caused the delay. And a Colorado Rockies fan facing charges of assault and disorderly conduct after apparently tackling the team's mascot at a game earlier this week. I don't know if you saw this. Kenneth Sonley turned himself in on Friday. He's been cited and released. Police had been looking for him apparently at a game just over a week ago. He stepped from the crowd onto the top of the team's dugout and then tackled their mascot.
I didn't realize the Rockies even had a mascot. Their mascot looks like, they call him Dinger. He is a purple dinosaur. Don't think Barney, but think more like Teletubbies with a more of a bird face sort of thing.
Right, kind of a strange snout thing going on. Yeah,
like a Velociraptor or something. He's a dinosaur as a mascot because fossil fragments were found while Coors Field was being built. Well, that's an obscure basis for a mascot. Okay, fair enough. So now I know, you know. They do indeed. And apparently Dinger takes a hit. So, you know, no worries. Give him first base. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Interesting note out of Ohio about they're going to start arming teachers in the school that want to be. The reason is not because Ohio is particularly pro-teachers being armed, but because the local sheriff's station is more than 10 minutes away in a rural community, and state law passed last year allows them to offer teachers the option to carry in the school because law enforcement is too far away to be an effective response. Of course, this is part of why we like to have, I don't know if they have SROs or not. I mean, I'm guessing from the story they do not, but, I have always said, that I have no problem arming teachers. I was a teacher. I taught college philosophy for about 10 years, and it always bothered me that if somebody decided to come onto the campus where I was teaching, that I had no ability to protect my students. You know, that it was illegal for me to carry.
You weren't allowed to carry a gun?
No, not allowed. Absolutely not allowed. You can't have a gun on campus. Very common rule. In Florida, same thing. You know, can't have a gun on campus. And I always thought, look, these kids, they were, adults, but they're in my care. And there's literally nothing I can do to protect them except for, harsh language and what little martial arts skill I still had left. You know, like, that's not a lot if something bad happens. And so I always thought that, arming teachers makes sense because, if you go to Israel, it's kind of interesting. If you go to Israel, the kids, when they go on field trips, have armed guards with them. Now, they're not exactly like, the Mossad or anything. These are, so typically it's like a 20-year-old kid carrying a bolt-action rifle. I mean, it's not much in the way of armament, but it's something. In Israel, they have to be concerned about this stuff. And, I don't know if we can trust the teachers with it. If you can't trust the teachers with it, then maybe you shouldn't trust the teachers with it. Like, the guns, your kids, in the fill-in-the-blank that I'm offering. David Wayne in the newsroom, what do you have coming up, sir?
There's new signs up in Perdido Key. We'll tell you about it right after this.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Behind a glass wall in a Moscow court, jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, wearing a checkered shirt, appearing pale but well, to appeal his detention on espionage charges. U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy calling for his release.
We also call for the immediate release of Paul Whelan. Paul has been held more than 4 years in Russia. Both men deserve to go home to their families now.
Russia has floated the notion of a prisoner swap after the verdict. Elon Musk on Tucker Carlson tonight talking about building his own truth-seeking AI.
An AI that cares about understanding the universe it is unlikely to annihilate humans because we are an interesting part of the universe.
Saying the potential dangers are AI misleading humans and we might never know. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 News Radio 92.3. It is mostly sunny, 66 degrees right now in Pensacola. Well, several area drivers say their vehicles were damaged after hitting a mammoth pothole on West Roberts Road near Highway 29 recently. Channel 3 reporting the huge pothole caused damage, including broken axles and flat tires for the unlucky drivers that came across it. Barriers were put up on Sunday. That hole was reportedly filled yesterday. And if you were to encounter a similar damaging pothole in Escambia County, report it on the county website or call the roads department once it's reported the county has 48 hours to get that filled. Work still underway to determine whether or not additional lifeguards can be staffed at Perdido Key. The county's moved forward, though, with some additional signage. They did put a sign up with big red lettering, issuing a warning that lifeguards are currently not on duty there. And another sign warning about rip currents, providing instructions on how to get out of them should you get caught in one. All of this coming just a couple of weeks now after three people died trying to save four children from rip currents in that area, which, of course, is not staffed by lifeguards. Well, just a few days after a heightened security posture at NAS Pensacola, base officials have now scheduled a new public access weekend.
Yeah, that'll be this Saturday and Sunday, available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. The public will be able to visit the Naval Aviation Museum, the Pensacola Lighthouse, and Fort Barrancas. Access will be through the West Gate only on Blue Angel Parkway. And as always, all U.S. citizens or nationals age 18 and up must have a real ID or passport.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford. In light of recent school shootings around the country, school districts here in our area say they're always reviewing and enhancing their security measures to keep everybody safe. Santa Rosa Safety Director Daniel Hahn telling Channel 3 that school safety can't all be put on the district.
There's 168 hours in a week, and we have the children for about 36 to 38 of those hours. So we need the public support. We need parents to check those backpacks. What's in your child's car? What are they bringing to school? Who are their friends outside? Those are the things that we don't control.
And just one of the measures the district does employ is a one-way in and one-way out system. A Molino man facing multiple drug charges after deputies say he was found in a park with methamphetamine, fentanyl, and marijuana recently. Deputies say 28-year-old Christian Irvin was arrested on Saturday when deputies found him parked in Atwood Park while it was closed. He's charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of marijuana, THC, and fentanyl. Irvin denied knowledge of the drugs in his vehicle. He was arrested. He's being held on $58,000 bond. Escambia County's District 4 Commissioner holding a town hall meeting this week. Robert Bender hosting that meeting Thursday at the District 4 Community Center on North 9th Avenue. During that meeting, he'll be discussing his vision for the community center, also the county's redevelopment agency, and he'll address residents' questions and concerns. That'll be held at 5:30 on Thursday. It's 8:35 News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And taking a look, it looks like it says roadblock, but I'm not showing a roadblock. In front of West Florida Hospital, it looks like that may have been moved off to the side. It was a little slower maybe about 20 minutes ago, of course. Davis and Klinger in front of HCA West Florida, but it looks like it may have been moved. If you have traffic tips or if you know different, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Another cold start in the upper 40s to lower 50s, but today we get into the upper 70s with sunny skies, and we're near 80 on Wednesday. We should see 80s begin to pop up area-wide starting Thursday and to end the rest of the work week as a few clouds begin to drift in. We do have a small rain chance Saturday morning with the rest of the work week and next couple of days look dry. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joseph. Beautiful morning, 66 degrees and a whole lot of sunshine right now in Pensacola. 66 in Gulf Breeze, bit cooler still in Milton at 58.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Your money now. This morning, the market's not showing a lot of movement here at the opening bell. The Dow down 55, 11 at 33,932.07. The S&P 500 up 1264 at 41,63.96. The NASDAQ up 59,83 at 12,217.55 today. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate is down at 3.577%. Gold prices today up at $2,007.80. Silver prices down at 25,08. It is 8:38. Today, your taxes are due if you haven't started them or they're not done yet, though. You can still file for an extension. That does have to be filed by today. Home builder sentiment on the rise for the fourth straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index ticking up a point to 45 for the month of April. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on the House Speaker to release his plan to raise the debt ceiling. While talking to reporters, the New York Democrat accused Speaker McCarthy of pushing the U.S. towards a, quote, catastrophic default. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today this could be a little bit fun. I kind of like this. One of the things I do when I'm looking over the topics to discuss on our frivolous segment, which is totally unrelated to the news typically, is I go to the, you know, I go to like, what day is it today? Mm-hmm. Okay, and the what day is it today? National Lineman Appreciation Day, we certainly do.
Absolutely.
Especially in storms and all the other times, too. And this is kind of a funny one because it's National Columnists Day. But when I first read it, I read it as National Communists Day. And then I thought, unless they're Royko. Anyway, or Steve Barry. But no, the one that I want to talk about is it's National Animal Crackers Day.
Oh.
Oh, really?
No. The hard-hitting news. I love it. Yeah.
That seemed a little judgy. Can I say? That sounded a little...
Oh, I'm the one that sounds judgy every day. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question, okay? I love animal crackers. They are so yummy. And animal crackers, like a giant bag of animal crackers, you know, like the 53-pounder. That's a great thing to have in the car on the trip with the kids.
It probably is.
They will just eat them, and they won't talk at the same time. Just, I mean, not that that's a goal to get the kids to be quiet ever, but no, animal crackers. But that leads me to my question for the day, okay? You ready for this? Here's the question for the day. Tell me the food that you loved as a kid, but that as an adult, even though you still love it, you feel a little embarrassed to eat it. Like the food that you're like, I kind of want to eat this while I'm not in public because I feel like it's kid food. Like kids are the ones who are supposed to eat that. Animal crackers qualify. I always feel a little bit like, I hope nobody sees me eating as an adult. Little pudding serving containers, the little like individual puddings. Because it's a kid food. That's not for grown-ups. It's kid food. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind?
It's fine. I just bought those yesterday for us. But,
the handy snacks, right?
I mean, yes, that's exactly right. Like, the handy snacks. There's a baby cereal that I still eat that it's just like that rice baby cereal.
Rice mash?
Yeah, it sounds really. I add sugar
too. You eat that?
Yes, I know.
Even babies don't like that.
I know.
Okay. That's awesome, though. I love it.
I had another one, but it'll come back to
you. You don't want to say?
No. I'm just trying to remember what it was. Had it, and then I started talking about the baby rice food, and it's like,
the little flakes.
Flakes that you put milk in.
Okay.
And a whole lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just had it again.
It came and went twice.
Yeah.
It's God trying to tell you something.
Because it's stupid. Everybody already thinks I'm stupid. I'm not worried about it, God.
People love you.
Oh, those little ice creams with a wooden spoon. Just like the pudding side.
Oh, the ones where you like peel back the paper circle on top of it
circle,
and you eat it with the tongue depressor?
The tongue depressor. Right. Okay. When I turned 49, I mean, I'm 29 still, but
the future.
Actually, 39. Sure, when I turned 39, I had a party and I talked to Bluebell to see if I could buy some.
Oh, yeah. They do have the individual serving size.
They sure did, man. They hooked me up. I got like 100 of those little things with spoons, and all my friends were like, oh, yeah, great.
I went to a party, a kid's party that had the Bluebell ice creams. Oh, that's the best thing
Those
there.
Are the best thing that's ever. Best thing yeah, there, and I love sure. eating it with a wooden Absolutely. Spoon. It just takes me back to going to my grandpa's.
Love the fact that I've never seen you be more excited about a single thing ever in all the time I've known you than that moment right there about getting the Bluebell ice cream single serve.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, I was so excited.
your voice pitch changed. It was great. All right, 437-1620. Let's look at the text here. Let's see. Crackers are people too. Animal crackers sounds racist. Hey, once you internalize woke thinking, you can't turn it off.
I'm not a man. I'm a cracker.
That's exactly right.
Elephant man throwback.
I caught you. Yeah. I caught you. Peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches.
How do you block somebody? It's awful.
Unlist.
I've never tried it.
But yeah. Okay. Fine. I'll allow it because I can't stop it now. I did peanut butter and A1 one time. Not again. Your brain is tricked by thinking the sweet and tangy flavor with the peanut butter is jelly. Well, why not just have jelly? Anyway, no, but okay, all right. But that's kind of cool because that seems like a kind of a kid thing. Fruit roll-up, somebody says. Oh, yeah. I could see it as a thing that kids don't. By the way, there's a whole different category, which is things you loved as a kid and make you feel ill to your stomach now
Whoppers.
As an adult.
Yeah, Whoppers. Yuck.
Oh, I love Whoppers, though, because I love malt flavoring. Goldfish. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, Goldfish. Because, you know, and it, as an
that's
adult, you know,
answer.
As a kid, if you get four, like, that's a meal. And as an adult, you need, like, two bags.
Absolutely.
So, no, that's fair enough. Fun Dip. Oh, yeah, no, Fun Dip is fantastic. That's the little tart. Or is it sugar for the stick or tart on the stick? And you dip it in the dip, and then you lick, and it.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember, but yeah, the stick is
that's
big, long sweet tart itself. It's
pudding, somebody says. Mm-hmm. Orange push-up ice cream. Oh, the push-ups.
Yes.
No, those are fantastic.
Okay, we need a freezer in here.
Yeah, we do. We need some more stuff.
I'll work on it.
Every once in a while, I buy my granddaughter the big container of round cheese puffs. I love those things. Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. Let's see, 437-1620, sugar pops. Okay, we have a whole, could have a whole conversation about food, or about cereal, about which cereal. And cereal itself, you know, cereal is the
expensive.
Weird food.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's the food that you ate as a kid and then as an adult, somehow or other, I think maybe it's Seinfeld or whatever, but it's sort of okay. It's okay to like cereal as an adult, but maybe you just don't tell people when you're wearing a business suit.
That's right. That was his regular. I forgot. Oh, you want me to do traffic?
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing anything that's going to slow you down. Watching an accident in Milton. This is the north end of Santa Rosa County. Pleasant Grove Road and Van Jernigan Road in Milton. Not showing a roadblock, though. Davis and Klinger. This is in front of the hospital. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. I'm not showing a roadblock. Mobile Highway and Edison Drive in Pensacola showing an accident without a roadblock. And certainly if you know different or you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, this is great. Pizza Puff, somebody says. Foods that you loved as a kid but feel like you're a little ashamed to eat them as an adult. Not ashamed enough not to eat them, but you feel like you don't want anybody to notice. Like if they see you, you have to explain yourself. Cracker Jacks with the prize. Oh, for sure.
I still get wigged out about those prizes.
Oh, man. Give me that 3-minute tattoo. It goes on the back of my hand and lasts for about a minute and a half like the gum that comes in the baseball card pack.
That's right.
Somebody says, I love Gerber baby cereal just like candy. Oh, you got
so
a baby a baby cereal buddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
wish
you could get a baby
That's
cereal.
Good.
It's good. When's the last time you had it? You want me to bring some in?
I think I tried some when I had kids because, you know, you just prove to them that it's edible, you know, that you didn't poison their food. And that's the last time. Pinwheels. Oh, good one. Bazooka gum. Oh, no, that's true. All the kid gums. Bubblicious, you know, all of that stuff. You feel
those
guilty about it. I made a whole list. I had a whole bunch of them that came to mind on this. Where did my list go here? Let's see. A grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Is weirdly, you think like, man, that's for kids. No, it's not. Drinking chocolate milk?
Oh, every day. Okay, and you mean Promised Land?
Okay.
Have you tried that yet?
No.
It's expensive, so I can see you
was
going,
it like Yoo-Hoo for rich people?
It's Yoo-Hoo. It is the greatest. You remember how excited I was about that Greek pizza?
Yeah.
This is even better. Oh my gosh.
Right.
I'm going to bring
in
some Promised Land. You
I'll
are going to die.
Tang? SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs
are so good. Jell-O. I never really like Jell-O, but some people do. Peanut butter and cheese crackers. That's certainly an adult food.
Oh, yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Hot Pockets.
Yeah. I didn't
TV
have those
dinners,
as a kid,
especially like the Swanson pot pies.
Oh,
those
I'm,
are so good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you feel like you're supposed to eat the hungry man size, but it doesn't come with a bottom crust. You need the bottom crust.
That's right.
You need the little ones.
I ate those in college, so I feel weird.
And somebody says Promised Land milk is great.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody says Fudge Sickle is another one. And
yeah.
I'm going to leave you on this one. Well, not this one. Kraft mac and cheese. That is an adult food. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me otherwise. I'm going to leave you with this one because I think this is probably the end all be all, even though we probably have a little controversy around this one, but here you go. A food that you loved as a kid but feel a little bit embarrassed eating it as an adult? Fish sticks.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Wouldn't you feel like, you
and
know,
it's the same thing. The battered Gordon's fishermen,
so
they taste
good,
the same. Yeah.
But you feel like as an adult, I probably shouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
Not because it's not healthy.
I don't.
Because I'm grown
you're
up
You're right. Yeah. I hadn't thought about
all
that.
All the lunchroom food, right? All the lunch lady food.
Yeah.
848 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are a business owner, you have employees, and you love managing health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, human resources, payroll, great. Keep doing it. I mean, I want to take your fun away. But if you have a company and you're like, oh, that stuff. You know, that's why you call Torgas and Causey. They will manage it for you. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They work with us here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 5 or 6 years. They're great. We switched over to them, and they gave us options, better plans, you know, better prices, just kind of all around, and always available to answer the questions. I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying the folks we had before was a little bit like, man, I hope they know what this is. Whenever I'd get a hold of them. The ones we have now, they will always know. They'll get right back to me. I mean,
I always want to chime in on your live read and say that thing.
Isn't that,
yeah.
Like,
you're right.
And again, I don't want to name names, but I'm telling you, this was a massive step up for us. So I'm super excited about it. Anyway, you call them if you have a business. You call them 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And with Experian Automotive studied vehicles, vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy the live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out, enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. They're one of the hottest bands in bluegrass country and rockabilly on the Gulf Coast, and you'll hear everything from Marty Stewart and Charlie Daniels at Bands on the Beach Tuesday, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Pets and glass, not allowed.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a trap!
Around 80 people came out to have a relaxing afternoon of yoga with baby goats. Today's event was hosted by Disco Lemonade Yoga, a yoga studio based in downtown Pensacola. The owner says they hold events like these every month at different breweries. The goal is to combine the benefits of animal therapy and yoga to help people feel good.
All right, so there you go. Baby goat yoga. I saw the footage they had on Channel 3. That looked awesome and fun and terrifying all at the same time. Brianna Knight, who's the owner of Disco Lemonade Yoga, said,
"Think about nature, you know, trees and animals in general, not just goats, but your dog, your cat. You know, you've never really seen like a stressed out tree or a cat that's regretting 2 weeks ago, right? So they're always present. They're always in the present moment. And so when we're around them, they help bring us into the present moment and out of our stressful thoughts, right? Which is also one of the primary goals of yoga class."
So I'm going to quibble a little bit because the unstressed out tree is unstressed because the tree cannot consider the future, the past, the moral implications, can't reflect upon its own identity, existence, and all that kind of stuff. And this is a philosophy issue, right? On the one hand, the approach of the Eastern meditative philosophies has been to avoid those kinds of things and focus only on the here, the now, the present, and therefore to lose your anxiety about all that stuff.
Dead Poet Society.
Yeah,
it's just goats.
I don't subscribe to that philosophy because I think that that's part of what makes humans wonderful and different and better than the animals and the trees, who are all, you know, blissfully unaware of the, you know, the lumberjack coming down the ray. so, no, I don't. But there is certainly some truth in that, you know, doing stretching. That's what yoga is. It's stretching. And being around baby goats and breathing better. These are all healthy things for you. And sometimes learning how to disconnect a little bit from the anxieties that are produced by thinking about the past or the future. Those are all useful. I just, the overall be like a tree, I'm not, even though I am like a tree. If you look at my, I'm just going to move on. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3.
Then you should leave.
Oh, All right, Biff.
Thank you.
Well done.
I mean, you should make like a tree.
Get out of here.
Mobile Highway and Edison Drive showing an accident this morning. No road lock. Davis Highway in front of the hospital in front of West Florida. Looks like there was a roadblock a little earlier. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. Still be cautious in that area, certainly. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, you have traffic tips. Text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, movie quotable.
That's exactly right. News Radio on Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau and Gilmore Services present the Community Shred-a-thon coming up this Saturday, 8 until 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Bring up to 50 pounds, which is about 2 bags or boxes of documents. You can get them all shredded for free. That's always a good thing. Fiesta Pensacola 2023 Crawfish Festival, Friday, April 28th through Sunday, April 30th. That's a week from this weekend in Seville Square Fountain Park. All kinds of stuff to do there. Again, find out more at newsradio923.com. And Bands on the Beach. Bands on the Beach are up tonight. That's White Sands Panhandle Band, 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Have a good time. Go out to the beach and enjoy some good music. It's always a very, very good time. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, man, I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard to find the quote. I was really hoping I could get it, but I didn't manage. I was looking for the Back to the Future.
Oh,
I was going to play it for you, and I just couldn't get it fast enough. So, oh, well.
You know, if you ever need anything from Caddyshack, Animal House, you know, any of those, I can just do.
437-1620, 437-1620. McDonald's is changing their burger recipe. Oh, careful now. New Coke. No, McDonald's just says that they're going to get hotter temperature on the griddle. So when they fry, they get a better sear. I can see the argument for that. They're going to add onions onto the burger while cooking.
Okay.
I can see that.
Grilled caramelized onions.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes... I'm not sure that
I
called their onions.
No, that's what they said. Hey, that's what they said in the press release.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I'm just
so it will be caramelized as opposed to the vaguely white, misshapen, soggy ones that they put on there now?
That's reconstituted onion, and yes.
Okay, all right, good. I asked my wife, because she's a big McDonald's fan, particularly their burgers. I can't eat them. I asked her if this concerned her, and she's like, no, it sounds like it'll be good.
It sounds like it'll be good.
And meltier cheese.
Because you get anything that you get with cheese on it, unless it's a fish filet, it just sits there like, oh, there's a piece of American cheese.
I like that personally. I don't like the cheese to be melted on top of the burger. No, not
melted
that much. Not melted into total liquidity. I like a little bit of firmness because the flavor is preserved better, but I'm sorry, we've gone off the rails now. Anyway, they have tested this. Suddenly. We were fine until that. They've tested this in other countries. They say it works. They've tested it in a couple of big cities right now, and it's coming to the entire U.S.
Oh, I'm sure
soon.
It's going to work, yeah.
I assume this will be good. But there is a little bit of that New Coke apprehension.
Oh, sure. I get a McDouble like 2-3 times a week because you can do it on the app and get it free with like 6 nuggets.
Right.
Or whatever.
No, their app has fantastic deals.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Buck Soda and the cheaper fries,
that's
all that
stuff. That's what kept me alive for a couple of years.
I will say this. It would be very interesting if McDonald's became the place that you went to for the burgers and also ordered fries instead of now, which is go there for the fries and also order burgers. I'm just saying, that's a step up for them.
Okay, Darren's not the burger guy, but I love. Oh, you want?
Fair enough. Yeah, let's do it.
No, I hear you. But I love their burgers.
Mike Wiggins is giving me the shady look. He's just not sure what all is happening over here. Neither are we.
Mayor.
Future news: NAS Pensacola this weekend available to the public. Is this the third dry run for making it like all the time open to the public? And
absolutely.
If so, when?
By summer. Month. May is Military Appreciation Month, so maybe we can go there and appreciate it.
I didn't think so after 2 days, but I think so after 3 times that this is where we're at. I think this is the, you know, last check to make sure everything's working right, and I'm super optimistic that this will be a very soon thing. Maybe even weekdays for Blue Angels practices. Will the McDonald's thing work for them?
Yes. Somebody texted and said McDonald's on Davis Highway at Olive is starting to searing the meat already.
Oh, they've already got it. There you go.
Sorry,
you
the hard-hitting news.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
No major issues during spring break here in Escambia County. Also, as you've heard, another public access event at NAS Pensacola. Those stories and more after this update from Fox News.
COVID come from? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The House committee investigating that has just started another hearing.
A lab leak is the only explanation credibly supported by our intelligence, by science,
and by common sense.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe says he's had access to more intel than most, and politics got in the way of finding the source in the early days before COVID became a pandemic.
When a lab leak assessment was initially labeled falsely and falsely reported with near unanimity as a conspiracy theory.
A Republican Senate report out today suggests there may have been two leaks, but Raul Ruiz, the top Democrat on the committee, says four government agencies have concluded
that the virus came about through natural transmission. As it stands,
so he says there's no consensus. Another hearing about to start will focus on gun violence. After